A lake allows an average father, walking slowly, to circumvent it in an afternoon, and any healthy mother to halloo the children back to her bedtime from their games across. Anything bigger than that, like Michigan or Baikal, though potable, is an estranging sea. Lake folk require no fiend to keep them on their toes. They leave aggression to ill-bred romantics who duel with their shadows over blasted heath. A month in a lacustrine atmosphere would find the fluvial rivals waltzing, not exchanging the rhyming insults of their great-great-uncles. No wonder Christendom did not get really started till, scarred by torture, wiped from caves and jails, her pensive chiefs converged on the Ascanian lake, and by that stalk-infested shore invented the life of Godhead, making Catholic the figure of three small fishes in a triangle. Sly foreign ministers should always meet beside one, for whether they walk Widdershins or Diesel, its path will yoke their shoulders to one liquid center, like two old donkeys pumping as they plod. Such physical compassion may not guarantee a marriage for their armies, but it helps. Only a very wicked or conceited man, about to sink somewhere in mid-Atlantic, could think Poseidon's frown was meant for him in person. But it is only human to believe the little lady of the glacier lake has fallen in love with the rare bather whom she drowns. The drinking water of the city, where one panics at nothing noticing how real one is, may come from reservoirs whose guards are all too conscious of being followed. Webster's cardinal saw in a fishpool something horrid with a hayrake. I know a Sussex hammer pond like that. A haunted lake is sick, though. Normally, they doctor our tactile fevers with a visual world where beaks are dumb like bows and faces safe like houses. The water scorpion finds it quite unticklish, and though it shudders slightly when caressed by boats, it never asks for water or a loan. Liking one's nature, as lake lovers do, benign, goes with a wish for savage dogs and man traps. One fall, one dispossession is enough, I'm sorry. Why should I give Lake Eden to the nation just because every mortal Jack and Jill has been the genius of some amniotic mere? It is unlikely I shall ever keep a swan or build a tower on any small tombolo. But that's not going to stop me wondering which sort of lake I would decide on if I should. Moraine, pot, oxbow, glint, sink, crater, Piedmont, dimple. Just reeling off their names is ever so comfy.